Father, bless these words to our hearts in Jesus' name. Turning your Bibles, please, to Matthew chapter 7. In verse 24, the Word of God says, "Whoever hears these sayings of mine," young people, God wants you to hear the things that He is saying. Please understand that. It's very important in your life that you hear the things that God is saying. Where are you going to hear the things that God is saying? You're going to hear them in church. In Revelation chapter 2 and Revelation chapter 3, the Word of God says seven times that the Holy Spirit speaks to the messenger. Even though in the English translation it says angel, it doesn't mean angel. The word actually means messenger. So God speaks to the pastors, and the pastors repeat what God is saying. As that is taking place, the Holy Spirit goes to each person who is listening, and He takes the Word of God to them, and He reveals to them how it applies to their life. It's very important, therefore, to hear what God is saying. Now, God is able to speak to you personally also, and that does happen, but by far, the most common way, the most normal way, and as a matter of fact, the way that will keep you from being confused, and you will become confused if you don't have this, is to hear the Word of God in church. Whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on a rock. Whoever hears the sayings of mine and does them. In order to do God's sayings, what the Word of God instructs us, what the Word of God corrects us in, what the Word of God encourages us in, and please remember, one of the biggest purposes for the Word of God in 2 Timothy 3:16 is to encourage us. Yes, it does instruct us. Yes, it does correct us, but it also encourages us. If there's ever a time that you need encouragement, you're feeling maybe a little bit down, or things are a little bit tough for a little while. Maybe you have issues with your friends. Maybe you lost friends. Or maybe school isn't going so well. Young people, remember, the Word of God will encourage you. So turn to the Word of God. It's sent to encourage you, as well as to instruct and correct and all the other things. It's sent to encourage you. Whoever hears these sayings and does them, that means that there is a faith response. In order to do the sayings of God, I have to trust the sayings of God. People will always do what they think they get the most benefit from. If you trust the Word of God, then you will recognize that the greatest benefit, the greatest advantage, the greatest help for our lives is found in the things that God says in His Word. Nothing else helps us and is as much of a benefit as what God says in His Word. Well, God made us. He knows exactly what will benefit us. He created this plan for our lives that we're living right now. Since He created the plan, He knows exactly how the plan works. God wants us to live in that plan. Since He's the one who designed the plan, He also knows how to give us the biggest benefit from the plan. So we trust the Word of God, we trust the promises of God, and we respond to them because we trust them. Sometimes that may be that I am encouraged. Sometimes that may be that I am instructed or corrected. Sometimes that may be that the Word of God says that I ought to do something and I go ahead and do it just because the Word of God says so, even though I might not necessarily understand or for that matter feel like it. Temptation is like that. God says to flee away from temptation. Get away from temptation. But sometimes people think, well, maybe there's something pleasant in the things that are tempting me. And they'll go to temptation. Well, the Bible says that the wages of sin is death. You may think it's going to help you, temptation, but it's not. It's going to kill you. And unfortunately, a lot of people in the world have found that to be true. That while they thought for a little while that there might be something good in what is tempting them, when they went for it, it really did bad things in their life. Never, never respond to temptation. Never go into whatever you're being tempted by, because it will do severe damage in your life, even though it may seem good for a little while, even though you may even want to. Don't do it. Don't do it. People start young with temptation. Temptation is not for adults only. It is very much for young people also. The devil uses temptation. In Matthew chapter 4, the devil is the one who brings temptation. The Bible calls him the tempter. If there is temptation in your life, you know that Satan, who is your enemy, who would like to do great harm to you, who would like to destroy you if he could, he is the one who's bringing the temptation. Don't give in to the temptation. The fact that you are tempted is not wrong. It's what you do after you are tempted that may be wrong or may be right. But then you have to make a decision when the temptation comes. I'm telling you guys, do yourself an enormous favor for your entire lives. In other words, mistakes can last lifetimes. Do not give in to temptation. Whatever you do, do not give in to temptation. It will, in the end, always hurt you, even if it seems good. On the other hand, those people who respond to God, they have this thing that is called abundant life. That's remarkable, to have abundant life. The word in the original language, and this is from John chapter 10 and verse 10, it's actually super abundant life. Not just lots of life, but super lots of life. Super great quality of life. God gives super amounts of joy. God gives super amounts of happiness. Yes, He may allow you to be tested. Yes, He may allow things that will cause you to grow, and those things can be challenging sometimes, sometimes outright difficult. Yes, that does happen, but He also gives the super amount of happiness and joy and peace in people who respond to His Word. Responding to His Word and knowing that that is the best thing for your life, that is the place where you will find the greatest joy, that is the place where you will find the greatest protection, that is really what you want to have a good life, that is called conviction. Always have conviction. Conviction comes from the Word of God. Always have conviction. Now, in order for conviction to work for you, you have to understand conviction comes from the Word of God, from the sayings of Christ. Nobody has convictions on their own. You might have heard people say this, and this is not an uncommon thing for people to say. Sometimes people will say, well, let young people learn on their own. Let them make their own mistakes. That is the dumbest thing I have ever heard in my life. Let people make their own mistakes? How stupid is that? Can you imagine if you are in the army and you are in a war and the general says to the colonel, who is in charge of the battalion, let the soldiers make their own mistakes. Let them learn from their own mistakes. You know what's going to happen? You're going to have a bunch of dead soldiers. And the army is going to be finished. It's going to lose the war. Why? Because you let the soldiers make their own mistakes. That is so stupid. A good commander does not let his soldiers make mistakes. He corrects the mistakes. He teaches the soldiers. He warns them. He trains them. You never do that. That is a lie that comes from the devil that says, let children make their mistakes. Never let children make their mistakes. You're going to kill them. You're going to do them incredible harm. You're going to hurt them beyond measure. Never let them make their own mistakes. You know their mistakes? Help them, teach them, instruct them, guide them. But you don't let them make mistakes. That is so stupid. The Word of God gives you conviction. Now, sometimes people see conviction as a line in the sand. And they say, you don't cross this line. That is not true. One of the most important convictions that young people can learn, older people also, but this one hits young people particularly hard, is in relationships. They want a boyfriend, they want a girlfriend, they want to feel special. They want somebody they think to love. And so they get into these relationships and they start to kiss the person or even more than that. That is a very, very bad mistake. Conviction says that until you're married, you don't even touch a guy or a girl. You don't kiss them, you don't touch them, you don't do anything. You don't touch them. You have conviction. Why? Number one, it keeps you pure. And purity is very healthy psychologically. People who are not pure have a very serious problem in their thought life. Their thoughts are messed up. You could say they're messed up in the head. Why? It started out with not being pure. They started kissing or letting people touch them or whatever, and it completely messed them up in the head. And the reason is, and this may be a little bit over your head, so I'm not going to really go into it, but people want to know why. Okay, I'll give you why. Because your body and your brain are connected. And the way that your body responds to something will change the way that your brain functions. And if your body responds to the wrong things in the wrong way, for example, kissing somebody without being married, that's going to change your brain. And then you're going to end up with problems because it changed it from God's design into something that God did not design. And that can lead to a whole lot of serious, big problems. You don't want to do it. It also can lead to other problems in your body related to health. I mean, nowadays, people are putting on masks to protect them from getting sick with this virus. Okay, that's reasonable. It makes sense. You want to be protected from the virus. But people go there and doing things that can cause much worse health problems. Your ability to relate to God at that point becomes very hindered. It can be completely damaged because of guilt or shame. Sometimes people make these mistakes and they become afraid of God and they run from Him. Very serious problems. That can destroy lives. And it does destroy lives, and it does destroy a lot of people's lives. Have convictions. Now, again, I'm not talking about lines in the sand. If a person says, my conviction is that you cannot do this, that sounds like a conviction, but really it's not the way to do it. It's not the way to go about having convictions. The way you have convictions is learn the truth from the Word of God. For example, learn that God's way is better than people's way. Learn that when you wait for the right person and you marry the right person and you wait for anything like kissing or touching or anything like that until God gives you a husband or a wife, in other words, after your wedding day, then you are operating in God's design for things. And in God's design, things work perfectly. They become not only fun, but they benefit you, they build you, they encourage you, they comfort you, they make you happy, because you've done it God's way. You haven't damaged your ability to have things like relationships that are healthy because you chose to do it wrong beforehand. Well, when that thinking settles in my mind, then I don't even want to go in those things. I may be tempted, but the temptation has no strength because I know if I go there, I'll just hurt myself, and who wants to hurt themselves? That's crazy. And so I won't do certain things, not because I should not do them, but because I know that God's way is far better for me than any other way that exists. And when I say better for me, I don't just mean health, although health also. I mean happiness. I mean prosperity. I mean quality in my life. I mean good relationships versus bad relationships. 80% of bad relationships when people are married can be directly connected to mistakes they made before they were married. 80%, that means 8 out of every 10 bad relationships can be connected to mistakes that were made before people were married. That means those mistakes last. And it's not just with marriage, it's with anything. Like drugs. People take drugs because they think somehow that'll be fun, and then they end up dead. When I worked in the hospital, we had a 40-year-old man come in. Now, to a young person, if you're 10 years old, 40 seems old. But if you're 50 years old, 40 seems young. 40 is not old, okay? We are meant to live a good long time. 40 is not near old. It's not anywhere close to old. 40 is a young person still. An adult, yes, but a young person. Well, we had this guy who was only 40 years old. He was quite young. And he lived in a nursing home. Nursing homes are safe for old people who cannot take care of themselves because their body has started to fail. Maybe they had a heart attack and they can't function anymore, or a stroke, or maybe they have some disease and they can't take care of themselves anymore, or maybe their body has stopped working to such a point that they're not able to do things for themselves anymore. That might be an old person, but that shouldn't be a young person, not somebody who's 40 years old. But this guy had lived in a nursing home, get this, for 6 years when he came into the emergency room. That means he was only 34 when he went into the nursing home. The reason why is because he was doing drugs. Drugs change your brain. They also change everything else in your body. But the most obvious effect they have is on the brain. They can also destroy your ability to have children in some cases. They can do all kinds of really, really, really bad things. Well, drugs destroyed this man's brain. I was listening to him talk. He could not put two words together in an intelligent manner because he was doing drugs. Now, he did those when he was young. He started as a kid. Well, the majority of his life, well over a half of his life, was destroyed because of drugs. Alcohol will do the same thing. Alcohol puts holes in your brain cells. That's why people get drunk and they act weird when they're drunk. It literally puts holes in their brain. And then their brain has to rewire itself. Two glasses of wine, and sometimes you'll hear people say, well, wine is good for the heart. That's not actually true. There is something in wine that comes from the skin of a grape that's good for the heart. If you want good for the heart, eat red grapes. Then you'll get the benefit. But the wine itself, the alcohol, is very bad for the heart. It destroys things like the arteries, the blood vessels, the things that carry your blood throughout the body and into the heart. It'll destroy those things. It harms them greatly. I was talking to a heart doctor at one time that I knew when I was working in the hospital, and he was the head doctor for the heart in this hospital, and it was a heart hospital. It was a very respected heart hospital. He was a very respected doctor, very good doctor. And I was talking to him about that, and I asked him, is this true about wine? He says, no, it's not. He said, it's true about grape skins. He said, you can get that benefit just by eating some grapes. You don't need the alcohol. He said, but the alcohol in two glasses of wine will triple your chance of cancer. It will literally become three times more likely that a person will get cancer if they drink what a lot of people will say is okay, but in truth it's not, just two glasses of wine a day. I remember one time we had a lady come in. She was a young woman, and for about 10 or 12 years she used to drink two glasses of wine for dinner. She came in and I thought she was pregnant, about to give birth. Actually, when I saw her, I wasn't a doctor, so I didn't examine her, or I didn't even talk to her much for that matter, but I saw her there as a patient. I saw her coming into the emergency room and the nurse putting her on the stretcher and so on. I thought she was there because she was pregnant and she was about to give birth. It turned out she wasn't pregnant. She had drunk two glasses of wine a day for all those years, thinking that it was perfectly okay, and she completely destroyed her liver, and there was acid building up in her stomach, in her abdomen, that the liver normally would get rid of, but it couldn't get rid of, so it was building up, and it made her look pregnant. And when the doctors took away the acid, she looked completely normal again. She was actually kind of skinny. Conviction protects you. Conviction protects you. I can't say it enough. Conviction protects you. Learn to live in conviction. Conviction protects you. If you don't have conviction, 100% guaranteed, you will do serious damage, at least to some portion of your life, if not to your entire life. And that damage is usually very difficult to overturn, and sometimes it's impossible. Conviction protects you. Young people, remember this. Conviction protects you. Conviction is your protection. God gives you conviction to keep you safe, to keep you healthy, to keep your life in God's design for your life so you can have the maximum joy and maximum benefit and maximum prosperity and the maximum of all the good things that God wants to give to you. It comes through having good, strong convictions that even if you're tempted, you will not do it because you have good convictions. Jesus said the person who is like that, he is like a wise man who built his house on a rock. That means it's very stable, very safe, very secure. And the rain descends and the floods come and the winds blow and they beat on the house, but it does not fall because it was built on a rock. But everyone who hears these sayings and does not do them, such a person is living outside of wisdom. Those kind of people are called fools. Conviction prevents you from being a fool. He said, those people are like a foolish man who built his house on sand. You ever stand in sand? You can't help but to sink into it. There's nothing solid or stable about it. And he says, the rain comes and the floods come and the winds blow and they beat on the house and the house falls down. And it falls down in a very big way. Hear the word of God. Let it become your teacher. Let it become your correction where correction is necessary. Let it be your encouragement. Let it be your comfort. And let it be your conviction. That conviction is sent to protect you. Often it is a source of guidance and wisdom. And it is sent to make sure that you have a very good life. You guys understand that? All right. That's it for today.